March 1st, 2007. It was a rainy, cold night in Adelphi, Maryland. Paul Joyal was returning home after a meeting with a friend at Zola, the swanky restaurant attached to the Spy Museum in downtown Washington. After pulling into his driveway about 7:30 that evening and stepping out of his car,
there were two men waiting for me in the bushes.
He was attacked from behind.
I struggled with the first man, the assailant.
Joyal, a former federal law enforcement officer, took his attacker to the ground. The assailant called out to his accomplice for help, saying something Joyal will never forget.
He said, "Shoot him."
One shot from a 9mm pistol rang out, piercing his colon and bladder. The lights outside his house flew on. His dog started to bark. Panicked, the assailants tried to end the encounter and Joyal's life.
Then they came in to shoot me again in the head and the gun jammed.
The shooter cleared the weapon.
He tried again and the gun jammed again.
At that point, the attackers fled the scene.
In the direction of the cemetery in back of my home.
Once they entered the cemetery, they were never seen again. The case has never been solved. But Joyal had an idea who was behind it. And as he fought for his life that night, he asked his wife to make an urgent phone call.
I made sure she called and alerted Oleg Kalugin.
Oleg Kalugin, a former major general in the KGB who defected to the U.S., was the person that Joyal met for drinks at the Spy Museum. They had three key things in common. They were former business partners, they were critics of Vladimir Putin, and they were friends with Alexander Litvinenko. As investigators continue to scratch their heads about who did it, one key fact dominates their attention. 4 days ahead of his shooting, Joyal and Kalugin appeared on a Dateline NBC program titled, "Who Killed Alexander Litvinenko?" They both pointed the finger at the Kremlin and Vladimir Putin. Curiously, two other people who appeared on that program talking about Russia's assassins turned up dead. Boris Berezovsky, found hanged in his bathroom in London, and Daniel McGrory, a London Times reporter, had a heart attack. And coming up in our next segment,
Mind the Gap,
connecting a shooting in Adelphi, Maryland, to a murder in London. Marina Litvinenko describes her husband's poisoning.
Very strong person became just like old man, just for 3 days.
In Adelphi, Maryland, J.J. Green, WTOP News.